If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I have in studio with me, in fact, I've got two guests, one in studio, one on the line. National Taxi Alliance is on the line, and I also have the Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport, Kidibone Diale Tlabela. The reason we have this conversation is, you know, that the MEC decided that it's time to reconsider the licensing of the two taxi associations in Soweto. I'm sure you've been disrupted and your commuting has been disrupted. So this is why we're having this conversation. In fact, if it has disrupted your movements, I'd love to hear from you. 086 000 959. You can also send us a voice note on 063 688 0959. Let me come straight to the MEC. Thank you so much for being here. Good evening and welcome.
Jumela Pimelo, and good evening to the listeners in Gauteng and throughout the country.
Good evening. Clarify for us what we believe to be your revoking the license of two taxi associations.
Okay, Pimelo, I think it's only correct to alert people of Gauteng of the mishaps that have been happening in the department.
Yes.
There's weaknesses in the system, and the system was abused to an extent.
Gotcha.
And in the abuse, and while we assess where the root of the problem, in our assessment, we came up with the following. One, that there has been corrupt activities in the licensing environment. Mm-hmm. And I think also you would know that there's challenges in our DLTCs. Mm. And we are happy that there's strengthening of this, both the NATs and the NLITS system on our side as government, but also on our side as a Gauteng provincial government. We are making sure that those who are involved are taken to task.
Gotcha.
And how have we done that? We have involved the SIU. Mm-hmm. There's reports. There's one officials that went to or is going to a hearing tomorrow. It's just that my past 2 days have been rough.
Yeah.
There's 17 officials that are charged. Mm-hmm. And we are now going to be working closely with the South African Insurance Crime Bureau to also help us do the assessment. This is fraudulent activities that have been happening over a long time.
Yeah.
I'm told it's as old as the late Ntate Musungutu.
Mm.
So you can imagine what I'm dealing with.
Mm.
And secondly, these are two associations that have a dispute.
Yes, have had for a long time.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
And both the associations have court orders.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing that they have court orders, we said, in as much as there's court orders, and these court orders are conflicting, we need to, as government, to bring them on the table, to help them find one another and come up with a solution that is favorable to both associations. Unfortunately, they are disagreeing to agree. And we tried. They agreed. When we deadlocked, then I said, there is no way I will leave people of Gauteng to commit in an unsafe environment, an environment full of guns, because they are affected.
Yes.
Remember, as part of the consultation with stakeholders, I did consultation with people of Soweto who are using these taxis. Mm. Mothers are crying for their children.
They're in the middle of the crossfire.
You know, stray bullets are killing children watching cartoons in their dining rooms at home. It can't be. It can't continue. Somebody needs to take action. And they promised me before Easter weekend that they are willing to come to the negotiating table. They will silence the guns until we reach a settlement. And they are committed to what we are offering, to say, let's talk about it and see how we resolve the matter. But both do not agree. Their provincial structures, both GNTA, I hear there's a leader that is here, and I forgot to greet
Ntate Malele. Yeah, we'll
Ntate Malele, I know him very well. Both Ntate Malele, Ntate Mlalazi from NTA, as well as Ntate Fritz, Ntate Mali, who are Santago leaders, they sit in our what we call the Gauteng taxi industry platform as a, with us as a provincial government.
Yes.
And from time to time when there are this, when we go to local structures, there are challenges. And from time to time we call them to come with us and to understand the issues together and for them to help us mediate and deal with the issues. But the two continued to disagree. They commit because they want to do business. It's a long weekend. And then after that long weekend, they go back to their conflicts. And look, I'm elected by people. They are part of the people that elected the governing party that is ruling. We need everybody to talk. There must be a solution. People of Soweto are saying they are tired. Commuters are tired of taxi violence. And we can't just fold our arms and do the stop and go. Like today they agree that they're talking, they will silence their guns. Tomorrow they are provoked, they continue to kill each other. So we need to find ways to save them from themselves. Their children, who are supposed to be inheritors of their businesses, they don't want the business. Because their fathers, every day when they leave home, they kiss them goodbye because they're not sure whether they are going to be coming back home or they will be coming back as dead bodies. So we don't want dead. Affecting their own businesses. And they can't do that. Commuters have attitude. Commuters have a perception. Commuters no longer want the taxi industry. Commuters... You know, the sad part is when they do these shutdowns and all these things, they don't even agree to people to go to work. I mean, they are a law unto themselves, and it can no longer continue. What are we saying to people of Gauteng? We are saying it's a painful process. They have tasked us to say, do something about it. They themselves, as a taxi industry, the first thing they said to me when I came into office is, MEC, help us to stop killing ourselves. So I'm doing that. They must hand over their guns. They must stop fighting. They must stop killing each other. And we have put measures in place with our law enforcement agencies to protect the people of Soweto who want to go to work and protect everybody throughout Johannesburg if the shutdown is continuing. And we are saying to them, we're still open. They must come to the negotiating table. We are waiting for them. He knows that the Malele that I'm always available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Whenever they call, whenever they want a meeting, I'm available for them. But what I will not agree is that I must continue with the current situation. And the current situation is they are killing each other.
Why did it take citizens. So long for government, for the province to deal with these individuals internally that are part of this corruption?
Remember, we are in a country where it's a democratic country, this. It's a constitutional democracy. The processes you must follow when you deal with a person. First, we must subject the issues to law enforcers and investigators on the matters. And that's why you see us having involved the SIU and charges being made and final investigations being finalized. It's a challenging situation. By the way, some of these people who continue to do this corruption were out of the system. That's why I admit there were weaknesses in the system. These are two men who have permits for one route. And that is
What has happened is that the corrupt officials have given the same permit to both associations, obviously, who are in conflict. Correct. That's not going to work. I want to bring in Ndate Theo Malele, who is a National Taxi Alliance spokesperson. I beg your pardon, Ndate Malele. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Pamela, and good evening to MEC and to your listeners as well.
Thank you very much for making time for us. I just want you to paint your picture, the way you see it, how you assess the situation. We've heard from the MEC and their point of view. How do you see this current scenario?
Yeah, well, I must first outrightly congratulate the MEC for having taken such bold steps in ensuring that those that are found with their hands in the cookie jar are now facing the rest of the law. We have, in fact, been, crying out loud about this issue to say, the taxi industry, as it was, then told to go and do self-correct, that it would not be able to can actually do this all by itself, whilst those that have actually helped to perpetuate this situation are actually being left or rather redeployed elsewhere. So we welcome the movement, and we must outrightly also say that we are disturbed by the scale of violence. Violence can only beget violence. It will never bring about the necessary, you know, everlasting solutions. So therefore, you know, as an industry and a leader in the industry, we would like to encourage all parties to a dialogue, to find each other and ensure that finally we get to the bottom of this. But I must also say that on the side of our affiliate, that is what they have been very much willing to, you know, step along. It's just that their opponents, which is Nandua, have not been, you know, wanting to, you know, to toe the line as well in trying to, you know, come up with a balancing act for us to find a better way of resolving these, you know, problems without spilling blood.
So, Ndata Malele, obviously, it doesn't serve anyone, and Nandua as well as Wata. It doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve the commuters. Everyone here wants one peaceful outcome. In your view, you understand the industry very well. What would have to happen to get a resolution to this? And one may also appreciate, you know, if I feel that I've been disenfranchised and my other counterpart also feels the same way, it may be a difficult situation. So I'm not taking for granted that this is a very difficult scenario. But your wisdom in how this can actually get to a peaceful resolution?
Look, now that, you know, we've been able to kind of put the finger on the pulse, the fraudulently, you know, registered routes must be withdrawn. Two wrongs can never make a right. And if the other parties wishes to perhaps maybe also trade in the same space with the others, let there be proper, you know, negotiations, you know, business and negotiations to say how best do we then, you know, operate along this route and how do we ensure that it is not overtraded and ensure that, you know, we all can enjoy the benefits, you know, out of this. So I greatly would want to see, you know, that kind of a scenario, you know, panning out.
MEC, you know, one route, two different associations. We admit there was corruption. Both of them had the right to be on the route, so to speak. It's going to be very difficult to pull one out of the route and give it to the other. What are your suggestions in how to resolve this matter?
It's quite a difficult one, and in the last, last week, the Thursday before Good Friday or the Wednesday before Good Friday, I had both associations in one meeting, in one room. It becomes nice when you listen to the other, and then it becomes nice when you listen
separately.
When you start cross questioning them, they start being emotional and high, and they will say, menace, if I don't know Zulu very well, like we'd rather die, you know, instead of arriving at that decision. And that's why we also involve Bontate Malele to say, try to mediate. I think it's in several locations that they've been trying that. They themselves, as two associations, that they've been to Bo Indaba Hotel for 3 days trying to resolve the matter for quite some time, and they are unable to. And one of the suggestions I made was, can we collapse you into one?
Never.
Because the bread bread is big enough to be shared by all. I mean, and this I said, looking at their faces and looking how emotional they were with one another. These are my fathers. These are people, my uncles. They are old people, old
what,
male, African male.
What was the response
male.
To that?
Menacive. We'd rather die. I can't have that.
What's another alternative you have on the table?
And that's why we want them. We are wanting them to come to the table. We have even been approached by institutions in our province that wants to assist in mediating and assisting them in resolving the conflict and on how to manage the conflict and all those things. Because I wanted us to isolate that divides them. And that brings them together. And so that we are all able to step into a decision together. But it's quite difficult. I thought on their own with their provincial structures, they'll be able to do that. And I was told at some point we are deadlocking. There was a proposal that called the two chairpersons, the MEC, and maybe try to mediate and see what can come out of it. Let me tell you, individually when you speak to them, they want peace. When they present, when they, the first thing they say, we want peace, we can share. But then when you start saying this is how we share, then that's where the problem is. So,
but are you willing to express, you know, and give us what other options you gave them, how to share?
We are working together with like CSIR that had done a research on the conflict itself. So we are to look at alternatives, options to present to them. Remember, ours is a public participatory democracy. You can't make a decision on their behalf.
Yes, no, of course.
So we need to present those solutions. If they can only allow us a platform where we can do that.
Where you sit and what you're hearing when you do speak about the nitty-gritties, are they both saying, I want the cake and all of the cake? Or is there, are they willing to share the cake? In other words, when they do present their cases separately,
okay,
do you get the sense that everybody just wants the cake and the entire cake by themselves?
Listen to this, Pimelo. Among R, I want to share. Okay. Then I say, okay, you want to share, what are you sharing?
Mm.
Because sharing in my own understanding is that let's collapse and share. Because you both have rights on the road and it's something that happened out of our control and now we are here.
Mm.
The other one says, no, I don't mind sharing as long as you don't pick up. Because the other one has a license that says pick and drop at a particular point. And then the other one says, that pick and drop. It's my A point. So why are you allowed to come into my house when I can't go to your house? I don't know whether you understand.
I do understand you.
So the pick and
drop.
So
why can't they both go to each other's houses and pick together?
Correct. That's what I was saying to them. That why can't we then now make sure that there's no differences? Then the other one says, we can't even go and drop in other spaces because this one who's picking and dropping at my spot says, I can't do it. Yes, we have avoided the conflict. We've moved away from that. But we feel our rights are trampled on and we need to also be taken into confidence. And then in the midst of that, when you try to say, okay, fine, let's see how do we go about it, because it's creating a conflict. You are brothers. You know each other very well, more than I do. How do we resolve it? The other one says, I'm willing to share. And then when you ask, what are you sharing? I will pick and drop. And then the other one says, yes, I want to work with him, but omunye nomunye ayekwakhe. Because this is a route that comes from Zol. Like, it's almost...
Yeah, I totally get
and
it.
And it's a difficult one. And that's why we're requesting them, stop thinking about the guns. Stop thinking about we rather die. But let's come fresh into a discussion and isolate the issues and be able to take them step by step and resolve them.
Ntate Malele, I mean, you've heard the story. You know the story. Are you confident that there will be a resolution here?
Well, I am very much confident, given that at least now there has been a quantum leap, if you like, by having identified the culprits within the government, and those officials are actually facing disciplinary procedures. But I'm still of the view that a much more in-depth investigation is needed to ascertain as to who came in first and what happened from there, and also again from what the MEC has been sharing with us, we've heard that before. It reminds one of the biblical analog of King Solomon, when two women were claiming to be the mothers of a child, and the biological, when King Solomon then decided that he should cut the child into two, so and then the biological mother said, no, let that woman have the child. We've had this kind of a scenario. This should actually also help us in identifying precisely where the problem lies. Mm. And after having done that, we should isolate those that are on the wrong side of it all and show them that indeed they are wrong. That's my view.
Appreciate your time. Theo Malele is a National Taxi Alliance spokesperson, and we also have the MEC. MEC, before you go, though, I do want to ask, you know, bringing in other stakeholders, as you're saying, you yourself are inserting yourself in the middle of a conflict. You're bringing other, you know, mediators. That may take a while. How long do you think this is going to take before people are able to get back onto the taxis?
It depends on them as a taxi industry, and that's why we're putting plans for alternative public transport for people of Soweto.
Okay.
And like I said, now...
You know that's going to be a problem in the long run. Because there has been
instances, yes, where it was a difficult thing.
Yeah.
And that's why you see us involved in the law enforcement agencies. Mm. We can't be afraid to make decisions. We can't be afraid to govern, because that's what the people want. I thought you were going to allow people to call in. It's a painful thing, and that's why I'm pleading with them that let's walk the painful journey towards the finality of the matter. Mm. And listening to Ntatema Lele, you can hear this positiveness. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying I work very well with their provincial structure. They are very reasonable men and women. They also are tired. They want a solution to the matter. Mm-hmm. I am hopeful that both the chairs of the two associations will then find a way of sitting down with us and help them to resolve the matter. It's a difficult one, I tell you, but I think we'll try to show them the bigger picture. We are hopeful that we will find a way through it all. But while they have suspended their services, it's their democratic right, but they must not disturb individuals and South Africans and people of Gauteng from going to work. They are not allowed to, and that's why our law enforcement agencies will be on the ground tomorrow and until further notice.
Appreciate you coming in. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll obviously keep an eye on the story. Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport, Kidibone Diale Tlabela. And as I said earlier on, we were also speaking to National Taxi Alliance spokesperson Theo Malele.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.